The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything here, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Derek J. will be telling us about a bizarre development in the world of decriminalization of cannabis. And I'm a huge fan of the idea of decriminalizing drugs, legalizing them, I'm not as much of a fan of. I like the idea of full decriminalization where the government does not control it at all. I think that's the best option. No one's ever tried that option. Hopefully we'll get to see that option tried.
Well, it's been tried. It's just been some time.
Well, when was it tried?
Well, cannabis was unregulated prior to the...
That's not decriminalization. Decriminalization would be taking something from a criminal status and then removing it from its criminal status. You're talking about that there was a time when it was not regulated. And that much is true.
Okay.
You're right about that. So I would like to see that time come around again, which would require, in my opinion, full decriminalization. We'll talk about what bizarre thing some of the decrim advocates are doing in Philly here in moments. And but before we do that, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Will on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
Hey, it's Will. Will Cauley from Muslims for Liberty. Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a whole. I actually had something that I was going to call in to talk to you guys about, a breaking news story. But I heard what you guys were talking about before the break. So, you know, having, you know, my, you know, expertise, I figured I would throw a little bit in the hat on that.
You're talking about the teenage girls, one of whom allegedly, they both allegedly went over to join ISIS. Now one of them says things weren't as they seemed and she wants to come home.
Yeah. Well, to give you an idea, basically, of the level of religious knowledge of the people who are doing these sorts of things, not just the girls, but any, you know, teenager who basically runs away from home to go and join these military campaigns, because, you know, the letter that you said, you know, basically was stating that they were running away, you know, like, don't try to come look for us. Well, that doesn't pass the mustard as far as theology is concerned. Piece of information from religious texts, there's multiple narrations. Even the fatwa factories that usually encourage extremism have to acknowledge you have to have your parents' permission in order to go on a military campaign.
Hmm.
Abdullah ibn Umar relates that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked his permission to join in a military effort. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Are your parents alive?" The man replied, "Yes." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "By serving them, you perform your jihad." That's in Bukhari, Nasa'i, Sunan Abu Dawud, and Al-Tirmidhi, the three major collections of hadith.
But what if your parents are evil?
What do you mean if your parents are evil?
Well, if your parents are evil and you serve them, that's not a good thing.
Well, no. This is saying that if you want to go on a military campaign, you have to ask their permission. So doing things for them rather than going to fight in war are the same.
So what you're saying is that if these ISIS cats actually knew, you know, the proper Muslim traditions, that they would never have accepted these teenage girls who did not have that permission.
Yeah, not only that, but the girls themselves, having any knowledge, would never have left without their parents' permission. Another narration says that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, "O Messenger of God, I want to join you in your military efforts, and I have come while my parents are crying." And the Prophet ﷺ responded to him, "Then go back to them and let them laugh just as you have made them cry." So to take care of your parents in their age is seen as a more worthy effort than fighting in a military campaign.
Hmm.
And it's something that's told, like, you got to take care of that first before you worry about these other things over here. So the level of knowledge, both of the people who accepted these recruits and the recruits themselves, is shown by, you know, agreed upon, you know, theology in the Muslim faith that it's completely illegitimate. It shows you that they literally have no idea what they're talking about.
Sounds like they're more interested in power than piety.
Basically, that's usually what happens when religion becomes used for these ends, is it's more about using a collectivist idea to gain power than
Amen to that.
About applying those principles.
All right, cool, man. I'm glad you called to clarify that. But you were calling with some sort of breaking news, so feel free to go ahead and break whatever that news was.
Well, yeah, you guys know about what happened in Oklahoma, and when I called you
guys... No, what happened in Oklahoma?
Well, you know, the beheading, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that! Yeah. With the workplace beheading.
Yeah, well, we spoke to you guys before and talked about how we were raising money for the families who were victimized through this violent attack.
Wow. The beheading by a guy who really didn't seem to know his stuff when it came to being a Muslim.
Or anything else for that matter.
Yeah. This guy was really confused and crazy. But anyway, so you at Muslims for Liberty, that's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org, were raising that money?
Well, Muslims for Liberty Oklahoma, our state chapter, was raising the money. And Priscilla Khader, who is our representative on the ground in Oklahoma, went to a town hall meeting today that was co-hosted by John Bennett, a Republican representative at a local church, that was a speech by Frank Gaffney, as well as, of course, a former member of the CIA and the pastor of the church. And Muslims for Liberty's representatives were forcibly removed from the event today because... the statement of the police was, veiled women are not allowed on the premises.
Hmm. And where was this again?
Now, what kind of veil are we talking about?
Wait. Where was this?
A hijab. Just a hijab. This was in Edmond, Oklahoma. Now, the advertisement stated Muslims are more than welcome to attend, but that people of no faith will be allowed to ask any questions at a town hall meeting.
So this was on town property? I'm sorry, I missed that where you said this.
This was at a church.
At a church, okay.
This was at a church, and the invitation was listed as open to all people of all faiths, but that it would be a town hall where, oddly enough, questions wouldn't be allowed to be asked of the people speaking. But as I said, Muslims for Liberty's representatives were forcibly removed by the police for their dress. Today.
And a hijab, is that just where they wrap around the head and sort of around the face, but the face is showing?
Yeah, it's like what you guys see my wife wear.
Yes, that exactly. I just did a Google image search, and you've described that correctly, Mark. Yeah. So the full face is visible. Only the ears would not be visible.
And hair.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of
yeah, the niqab is the other thing that most people are thinking about. As a matter of fact, Adam Bates with the Cato Institute was also removed with this group. Think about 5 people were forcibly removed by the police at gunpoint for clothing choices.
And this was at a fundraiser for the victims' families.
No. This was at town hall a church put together to discuss the dangers of Islam to Oklahoma.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm totally mixed up what was being said.
Muslims for Liberty went to challenge Frank Gaffney, the speaker from the Center for Security Policy. He's funded by a lot of military-industrial complex types.
So they were using, just to be clear, the supposed town meeting that happened on private church property, the town used the fact that they were on private property to essentially restrict who could access this ostensibly public meeting?
Basically, yes.
Wow. Is there video of this happening, by the way?
Supposed to be. There's supposed to be. We're waiting on it. The media was there and caught most of it on camera as well. So we're waiting on that video to come out. But I figured the quickest way to get to the most people the fastest is tell the guys at Free Talk Live.
You know,
thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Remember that every time it sort of comes up, why aren't Muslims speaking out against this violence? Well, one of the reasons is it's really difficult for Muslims who are,
you don't even let them get near the microphone.
Right, you get to the microphone if they have some reasonable stance or want to ask hard questions of people who, just kind of make stuff up.
Good call, Will. Thanks for sharing, and let us know as things develop there. And I'm sorry I wasn't paying enough attention. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But that's why I ask questions, because I want to make sure I'm understanding what's being said. I'm not afraid to look like I'm wrong. And you shouldn't either. Call up. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. We'll talk to you. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the crazy news that Derek J has to share. This bizarre. This is the most bizarre story of the night, in my opinion, that we're going to get to coming up here in moments. Out of Philadelphia, the marijuana decriminalization movement doing something that is really unexplainable. 855-450-FREE. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Hey, Bitcoin, the price is coming back up. It's getting close to around 400 now. And for the last week or two, it's been a little bit down, closer to 320, 350. But it's on the way back up. Maybe it'll continue shooting up. Who knows what's going to happen with the Bitcoin price. But one thing you know for sure is that you can collect 38 Bitcoin, whatever the price of it happens to be. You can collect 38 of them for just one of the bounties available right now at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. You can place your own bounty there if you'd like, or you can even add to the ones that are there. You can use your investigative skills and collect on that bounty. Look, the so-called authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. It'll be done by people like you who can profit from your work and your skills. Go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. As we continue here, Derek J. will be telling us shortly about some crazy news out of Philadelphia. Just bizarre behavior on the part of some of the decrim activists there. But first, we go to Arizona, where James is on the line, calling in, I believe, for the first time via Skype. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, rather than blaming American foreign policy or giving speeches on bad Islamic theologians, it would have been nice to hear just one Muslim for liberty. Just blame Caliph Baghdadi and his very real willing executioners you can all go and see on Vice News. Chanting, literally, Allah is great, Muhammad is his messenger, and death to the infidels, because these ISIS crackers take deadly seriously the warmongering passages in the Quran and the Hadith and are willing to put their lives on the line because of it. And
now, isn't it true that there's Christians who also take, you know, war pretty seriously? That most of the guys in the military probably would call themselves Christians, right?
Yeah, my dad was a devout Christian who was in the military for over 20 years.
Right, so there's plenty of killers in all religions.
There's difference between killing and murder and cold-blooded murder, chopping people's heads off that didn't deserve it.
But in this this Muslims for Liberty thing, James, this Muslim for Liberty thing,
to me, Minister.
They're going to an event that's not about ISIS, but about a killing where somebody got themselves beheaded by somebody who is not really even a Muslim. Apparently was just sort of mentally ill and kind of shoved a bunch of religions together. So it would be weird for the Muslims for Liberty to sort of stand out there and give a speech about ISIS when that's not what the subject at hand is.
I was referring to Will Phony Foley, not what happened in Oklahoma today.
He has denounced ISIS on many occasions.
Yeah, we had him on for 3 hours.
I heard all the challenging questions, of which there were not one for the 3 hours.
Why would there be a challenging question? He answers them all. People called in.
I'm quoting Ian, by the way, your co-host, who said that Will Phony answered a bunch of challenging questions. No, he didn't. He didn't get one.
Yeah, he did. Several people called in.
He got calls all night long when he was on with us a couple weeks ago on a Saturday night. But by the way, I'd like to compliment you, James.
If Will Foley was on Free Talk
Will Coley,
Live, was on Free Talk Live for 3 hours and he didn't get a single challenging question from our listeners, that says something more about America than it does about Muslims for Liberty.
No, it says something about your show and its listeners, who are all a bunch of sycophants, and they all listen to
you. You are out of your mind. This show is on the same stations as Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. They're the same people listening. You're calling the average American Republican a sycophant.
Thanks for the call, James. I just want to compliment you, by the way. Your call sounded great tonight. The Skype really, it sounds very different on Skype, and I think it's the preferred way to have James call into the show. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And I don't know what James could have called in that night when Will Coley was on the line. I don't know if he did or not. I don't think he did. So, anyway, toll-free. And by the way, Muslims4Liberty.org is their website. If you want to reach directly out to Will, I'm sure you could do that. I mean, if you've got some challenging questions for him, I don't know how much time he has to answer a bunch of emails, but yeah, maybe he will. I don't know. So feel free to try to reach out to them over at Muslims4Liberty.org. We'll continue here. You can bring up anything you want. Philadelphia, there were some pretty epic things that happened, Derek J. When you were gone, you left Keene, New Hampshire on your exile tour after Derek J.'s victimless crime spree. you were basically on a suspended sentence and you didn't really want to risk being here for that period of time, which was completely reasonable. So you took off. Ultimately, you went to D.C. and then back home to the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, I traveled across the country to some other places following civil disobedience, like Wisconsin, where there was a farmer who was on trial for milk. I went to Michigan to follow another farmer who was on trial for illegal pigs. So I did travel a bit, and people can see those videos at DerekJ.me.
But when you were back at home, or what was home for a long time for you, in the Philadelphia area, you hooked up with this Smoke Down Prohibition group.
Yeah, and that was really cool. So Smoke Down Prohibition is something that's been happening for years. It was started by a man who calls himself N.J. Weedman, and he's something of a...
Love that guy. We've had him on the show.
Something of a hero of mine, a very courageous man who decided that he was just going to sit out at the First Amendment Stone in Philadelphia, and this is a big... popular downtown district area. It's part of Old City, so it's where you walk around. You can see the back of the $100 bill, but in real life, you know, it's right there.
Okay. The Liberty Hall?
Yeah, yes, yeah, exactly.
Something.
Independence Hall.
Independence Hall, I'm sorry.
That's where the bell is, right?
Yes, there is a bell. There's a Liberty Bell there. It's one
Edgar
big
Allan
field.
Edgar Allan Poe's house is just a few blocks away.
I went there as a kid.
It's really quaint and cute, and it's a great place for a demonstration. It's actually where I got my activist career started, holding signs out on that First Amendment stone. Well, same with N.J. Weedman. He decided to smoke some joints out there in public and make a display of it. He didn't have any issues, and he did this on a pretty regular basis. It grew to be a bigger thing. After it died down a little bit, he decided to stop doing it. He was living in California for just different reasons. It sort of dissolved. But some activists took on the torch and they said, you know, this decriminalization thing or this prohibition thing, it's got to go. It's been too long. We enjoy smoking cannabis, it's good for medical reasons, it's good for recreation. So what's the deal? Why are we still ending up in cages for smoking it? We should do this publicly, make a big demonstration about it, and show the police we're not afraid, we're going to do this anyway, it's just a harmless plant. And there was a
lot of,
it was a really cool event. They decided to do it on the third or fourth Saturday of each month, and it became a regular thing for almost a year. There were some pretty famous arrests.
Yeah, the police cracked down, right?
In May of 2013, and people can find that video. There are several videos all over YouTube. Adam Kokesh was arrested, and one of the main activist organizers, N.A. Poe. Yeah, and that was tragic, in my opinion. I hated seeing those people just carted away, brutalized by the police right in front of everyone, right on camera.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then slapped with felonies. They were slapped with pretty serious charges for smoking cannabis right on the what is federal property, because this the federal property.
So that
right?
was their intention, was to challenge the feds?
No. I don't think so. I don't think that this was...
Oh,
I thought they were like, hey, it's a Philadelphia property. Oh, wait, this is, you know, Independence Hall. It's a historic monument.
It's a
national thing. Yeah,
it's a
felony
to smoke pot on
federal property. I think it was actually... It ended up being less than they expected. It ended up only being a citation, when it clearly could have been a felony, but they were only cited by these park rangers. So it was confusing, but they decided to come back next month, and there were even more people the next month, and even more people the month after that, and these things really grew.
Catch up to today, because there's developing news about what's going on with the decrim movement in Philly, and it's very strange. We'll get into it here and see if we can figure it out. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring us anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and hook yourself up with free coffee, an entire pound.
Yeah. Delicious coffee, too. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And you're not going to find better coffee than BuzzBox Coffee. You're also not going to find a coffee company that has the same concern for people around the world. They have a co-op program that they allow farmers to get into to grow their food. They really can claim this whole fair trade title. Most of the fair trade coffee you're going to be buying is, it's just really, the ones that actually are doing fair trade are basically supporting unions that exclude people, and a lot of them don't, like, include 20% of beans or something like that so they can slap the label on. So it's a bunch of bull crap, largely. BuzzBox, not so much. They also give us a certain amount of profits that we can put towards, microloans through Kiva and help people around the world. We've helped people in Peru, in Gaza, in Armenia, and several other countries. So go check it out and get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com and help us give other folks a hand up. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Derek J is here with us tonight, and he spent a lot of his life in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And as an activist, that's where you got your feet wet as an activist. And then you moved to Keene, and then you ultimately moved back to Philly for a little while due to an exile tour. You had to essentially had to leave Keene for your own personal safety due to the state threatening you with more jail time. And while you were back in Philly, you got involved with Smoke Down Prohibition, which is was a group of cannabis decrim slash legalization activists who were on a monthly basis going into downtown Philly, and they were smoking cannabis in public. And it sounded like a very exciting thing. There were arrests that were being made, high-profile arrests were mm-hmm. being made, all on video. The police were being ridiculous and thuggish and terrible. And there was, you know, a lot of buzz around this. And apparently they continued on. Like, the arrests didn't stop Smoke Down Prohibition.
That's right. They were only emboldened by the arrest, and they continued. Now, unfortunately, for whatever reason, they just sort of died off. And,
that's what happens with activism.
You know, I don't understand why exactly, because they were really successful, and it seemed like they were gaining momentum, but...
Well, the 420s died off here in Keene, too, once we basically conquered Keene Central Square as a demilitarized zone for cannabis smoking. It no longer became exciting to go there in mass and smoke cannabis. Just kind of petered out over time.
Well, despite the fact that the protests seemed to end, there were still changes happening within the government. They decided in Philadelphia recently to declare cannabis decriminalized. So that's a new rule. It's not that way, I think, throughout Pennsylvania. I think it's just Philadelphia, which is deciding to decriminalize cannabis.
How does that work? What is the actual purported penalty for cannabis in Philly now?
Apparently, I don't know the specifics. It's probably up to an ounce. You get a fine of $100.
Whereas previously they were arresting people for small amounts.
Yeah, and it was a crime punishable, I think, by up to a year in jail, something like that, a standard misdemeanor.
Okay.
And a $1,000 fine, most likely, something like that.
So the city council decided that, you know, they'd had
did
enough
people
of this.
Go to jail for possession of a joint or some small amount of marijuana for any period of time? Or is it really
sure.
just an extortion racket
yes.
to get money out of them?
Yes, people went to jail. People I know went to jail in Philadelphia for
because they didn't pay the fine, or just and was this go to jail and get out the next day kind of jail, or are we talking about go to jail and serve a year for the possession of under a quarter ounce of marijuana?
No, it's usually you go to jail, you get arrested, you do the arraignment and either plead guilty or not guilty. If you plead guilty, usually you can work some sort of deal with the prosecutor
right.
where you just pay.
Just money.
You just pay money and then you don't have to go to jail. That's
okay.
the standard way for most people.
Okay.
Right. That's the system. They, you know, they give you a little taste of jail and they say, you don't want to go back here now, do you? Give us $400 or whatever, right? So the government guys reduced the penalty. They made it only a ticketable offense. And when did that happen? When did that change take
effect? This takes place October 20th.
Okay.
So it has not yet happened.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're 1 week out.
Yep. And this news story just broke today at Metro.us. Philadelphia police agreed to write weed citation for advocate. And this is one of the guys who I knew from Smoke Down Prohibition. So I'm really surprised. This
what's his name?
Cannabis advocate. His name is Michael Whiter.
Okay. Because we got a guy on the phone who says you told him to call in named Chris
Goldstein. Yeah.
Okay.
And he would be another terrific person to interview
got
with
it.
Philly Normal. So just reading from the article here, on the day Philadelphia becomes the largest American city to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana, police will deliver the first citation with a handshake. Weed activist Michael Whiter's request to earn the first pot citation on October 20th was accepted Monday.
Yeah, I'll take more money from you.
Yeah, by Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Joe Sullivan. Whiter, age 38, called Sullivan's participation an olive branch because he's been meeting with us and working with us to help keep everything peaceful. Sullivan and Steve Glenn, commander of the Civil Affairs Unit, have met regularly with a few marijuana enthusiasts and regular protesters, including Whiter, at coffee shops across the city for the better part of a year. The goal of the so-called donut summits was to find common ground after rallies at Independence Mall in recent years.
So the common ground is, we'll write you tickets, you'll pay them.
Yeah, I guess that seems to be what they've agreed on. It's
but of course, really what it was before, it was, will arrest you and demand extort money out of you, and you'll pay it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, also, they were really nasty. I mean, they beat up some of these activists while they were arresting them and serving them citations. Sullivan said while he doesn't agree with the new rules, the act could be symbolic, a peace pipe, if you will. I don't have any problems shaking somebody's hand when I give them a citation, Sullivan said.
Swell.
The thing that we've worked out here is that we'll be there on the 20th, and we will be prepared to issue a citation in a respectful, cooperative, and peaceful manner. And what he's referring to is there's a Facebook event, which you can join. It's open to the public. October 20th, there's going to be a wake and bake, meaning there will be people outside of Philadelphia City Hall at Broad and Market Street, and they will be enjoying cannabis openly. Whiter added, quote, "The handshake is more for me, to thank them for no longer putting cuffs on people like me who need cannabis to maintain a quality of life." I think that's a really confused statement, because they absolutely would put cuffs on him if he didn't pay the fine.
Well, that's true. And the reason they're not putting cuffs on him, apparently, is because the city of Philadelphia is choosing to decriminalize the offense. The police will put cuffs on him every single time that the law allows or the law demands.
Did the police speak against decrim in Philadelphia when the city council was proposing it?
Not clear. But we do have this clarification on the law. Okay. Mayor Michael Nutter signed the decriminalization of marijuana bill on October 1st. Under the new law, any resident found in possession of 30 grams or fewer, about an ounce, will face a $25 fine. For public use, which is what they're doing here on Monday, the fine is $100 or up to 9 months of community service. The marijuana will be confiscated. Yep. When signing the bill, Nutter adamantly stressed that the use and possession of any amount of marijuana remains illegal. Mm.
So he wants to thank, this activist wants to thank the police for not putting handcuffs on him. And I guess I can understand where he's coming from. You know, he wants to show gratitude to his oppressor for oppressing him less. Of course, as Mark pointed out, the oppressor's just doing what he's told. And I'm wondering, and I want to bring Chris in here in a moment. So we're going to come back. Chris is somebody who's in Philly. He's on the ground. He's active with this decrim movement.
Yes, very.
Okay, so maybe he can tell us, did the police, as they do here in New Hampshire all the time, did they come to the proposed, you know, whatever the hearings the city council had about this, did the police come and advocate against decriminalization? That's what I'd like to
know. I'll be interested to know.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. And if they did that, then they're not doing you any favors. They're just doing their jobs by not arresting you. 855-450-FREE, that's toll-free, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com.
Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time, perhaps, for your thoughts. You just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's an activist in Philadelphia, actually multiple activists, but one in Pacific, is going to be meeting with the police on Monday morning as a decriminalization law or ordinance goes into effect. They're making it so that possession of up to an ounce of cannabis will no longer be an arrestable offense. And that's very interesting. There was some the report that you were reading, Derek, where was it from?
Metro.us.
Philly Metro. That report was saying this is for residents of Philly, which really brings me to an important question, which Daryl was listening. He pointed this out. Is it only for residents of Philadelphia, meaning that if you live somewhere else in Pennsylvania, that you will be arrested in Philly? That's something I want to know. Let's bring Chris on the line here, who is in Pennsylvania. And, Chris, you are of Pennsylvania Normal. Is that correct?
I'm with Philly Normal, and we have a number of chapters around Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pittsburgh, but I'm the co-chair of Philly Normal here in Philly.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. I appreciate you calling in tonight here to bring some expertise to the table on this strange decriminalization situation. Did the Metro have it right when they said this only applies to Philly residents, meaning that if someone's coming from, say, Pittsburgh and they're in town and they're smoking a joint, will they be arrested or will they also just be issued a summons?
Yeah, that's not how I read it. The decrim ordinance is for anyone in Philadelphia who is caught with marijuana, and as long as they have identification. Now, again, the interesting thing about decriminalizing it at the municipal level is that it doesn't change state law, of course, and we're still working on that. You know, some states have decriminalized marijuana outright, Oregon being one of them. New York State decriminalized marijuana in 1977. But here's the weird caveat of that. There's something in the law that says marijuana in public view. So what happens in New York City, the New York City police in the 1980s have been using that public view portion of the law to make New York City the marijuana arrest capital of this entire country, even though New York State decriminalized it in 1977. So, you know, there's all these weird twists. And again, this is kind of the patchwork of laws. But no, The way the decrim ordinance works in Philadelphia now, you can be issued a city civil citation for marijuana possession or smoking it in public. It's a $25 fine if you're just in possession, and it's $100 if you're smoking in public. And as long as you have your identification, as long as you're not doing anything wrong, as long as you don't resist and, you know, the jury's out on what that actually means these days other than complete subservience, but, you know, as long as you don't give the police any trouble, they're going to give you a $25 ticket, and it is a big difference. I mean, keep
so
in mind.
So, in theory, before you go on, in theory, if it was a state police officer, then they could arrest you in Philly.
Yeah, that's true. And so I've studied the marijuana arrest statistics in Philly going back to 2008. For the last, you know, 6 years or so, we've been looking and analyzing these arrest numbers. What's interesting is that Pennsylvania is one of only two states where anyone in the public can do that. Our uniform crime reporting system is an open and fully sunshine-filled database, so we've been able to look at these arrests. So in Philly, there are about 4,300 adults arrested for possession of marijuana, 30 grams or less, and the state police troop in Philly arrests 200 people a year. So, yeah, they arrest people, but it's only about 200 a year. Here's the difference, though. In the rest of Pennsylvania, and even the state police in Philly, they didn't usually put you in handcuffs. They mailed you a summons after the encounter. And that's why Philly needed to make this change so bad, is that Philadelphia City Police had a policy of mandatory custodial arrest, meant handcuffs and a holding cell, for anything from a roach on up to 30 grams. So, you know, it's costing the city millions of dollars a year.
It's going to free up a lot of police hours, because that's a lot of time it takes to take somebody, cuff them, put them in a cruiser, take them down to the station, book them, and, you know, all that stuff. So this is definitely going to be a time saver. It's going to be a money saver. Another question I had for you, though, I presume you were at some of these hearings at the city council where they were proposing this.
Oh, yeah. I testified at the hearings and was present for most of the hearings. And I heard your question before. You were wondering if the police department had testified at the hearing.
Yeah, and what was their position on this?
Well, okay. So it's a little nuanced. On one hand, they didn't really come out and testify against the bill. The mayor's office did, and the sort of Mike Resnick, who's in charge of the public safety division, which oversees the police department, he's the one who came out and testified against the bill. On the other hand, you had Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey, who used to be the police commissioner in Washington, D.C. He's known as kind of a hard-nosed guy, and I certainly had plenty of interactions with him when I was at Occupy Philadelphia 3 years ago. But at the same regard, Ramsey came out in the press and said, we don't care what the city council, when before it was fully passed, said, we don't care what the city council is going to do. We're just going to follow state law and keep arresting people. And that's a problem, because in other places, like again, New York City was an example. They decided to keep arresting people. Chicago did the same thing. 3 years ago, Chicago decriminalized marijuana, and they put this fine structure in place. But only 7% of those who are caught by police are given the tickets. So we wanted to see something different. So the councilman who sponsored this bill, James Kenney, and keep in mind that when this new civil citation was passed, it was a supermajority of the city council. I mean, we're talking 15 members of a 17-member council voted for it. And Mayor Nutter initially, along with Commissioner Ramsey, said they didn't like it. They weren't going to follow it. Now, all of a sudden, you know, in this 8-week period, all of a sudden they changed their tune. They flipped 180. And they said, not only did the mayor say he was going to sign the bill, with the caveat that there would be this extra $100 fine for public smoking, but the police commissioner has now committed to giving these tickets out. So we actually think it's going to get implemented in a fair manner. We expect to see at least 80% of those 4,300 arrests turn into tickets. And, again, having the commitment of the police on this is, I guess, you know, that's why Mike Wider is going out there and doing this. He's a U.S. Marine Corps vet. He served a couple of tours as a U.S. Marine. And he is an underground medical marijuana patient, essentially. He medicates for PTSD.
And well, that explains his reverence for the police. I mean, if he worked for the military in the past, that sort of makes more sense. Because I was sitting here when Derek was telling me this off the air, like, why is this guy going and voluntarily getting a ticket and then not challenging it? Because, you know, the way we look at things here on Free Talk Live is if you're going to get a ticket, like if this had happened and you wanted to go out and purposely get a ticket, then that'd be a great time to challenge it in court and, you know, make a bigger public spectacle out of this and waste even more of their time. But he wants to just show how appreciative he is of the fact that he won't be arrested for using his medicine. I guess that makes a little bit more sense.
But should he be appreciative to the police
or the city council?
Or the city council? That's what I'm kind of understanding here.
Again, in a way, the police could have just kept following state law. They could have done what Chicago and New York City did, which is say, okay, we're going to ignore this civil citation structure and we're just going to keep arresting people. And that's what Mike's trying to do here. He's trying to demonstrate what can really be possible, how easy it can be for them to write the tickets and make their first citation an easy one. Again, in the article, you noted, we've had these weird sit-down meetings with them, and Mike initiated those. He started tweeting it, and this is like the second in command of the police department, the chief inspector Joe Sullivan, who he arranged all this with, and Sullivan and the civil affairs guys would meet us for donuts and coffee, and we called it these donut summits between stoners and cops. And it was a little bizarre at times. We'd walk into the Dunkin' Donuts just reeking of marijuana.
Yeah, of course.
Sit down with the cops and have coffee and talk about marijuana policy in Philadelphia. And this, you know, Derek was talking about smoke down prohibition. You know, this is where we're having some real problems, because that's when the Philly cops were called in by the feds to try and bust our protest down. So, and as Derek pointed out, it was pretty darn aggressive. I mean, I had never really known that the United States Park Rangers had riot gear in the color of green. You know, I guess that there are bears that riot on occasion or something, but,
Park Rangers, what other color would they have?
We're short on time here, Chris. I want to fast forward to this coming Monday where there's going to be a protest down in front of our smoke out in front of City Hall. I imagine there'll be a dozen or so, maybe more. I don't know how big these protests are, but several people are going to be out there smoking cannabis on the very first day of this decrim. Do you think, obviously it's a prediction shot in the dark here, do you think the police are going to show up with their pads ready to write citations and ring the cash register, or are they going to leave you alone?
First of all, Mike doesn't want a whole lot of people doing it. He wants to be the only guy. He wants to be the sacrificial lamb here.
Oh.
And he wants to be the only guy who's doing it. And although that, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people in support, although my federal probation right now from smoke down prohibition is going to kind of prevent me from being
dreaded probation.
Believe me, I was on Willie Nelson's bus. The toughest thing I had to do was turn out on joint.
Chris, we're out of time, man. How do people go to your what's your website? Do you have one?
Check out phillynormal.org. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter at phillynormal, PHILLYNORML.
Good luck out there. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it.
I believed everything he said until he said he turned down a joint from Willie Nelson.
More coming up here tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com, DerekJ.me.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing the proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.